Success Live with the Reverend Donald Gordon Carty, Ph.D. Winning Love, an article by Wallace D. Wattles, Segment 3. Winning Love, an article by Wallace D. Wattles. Just as it is true that it does not profit a man to gain the whole world if he loses his own soul, so it is true that good health, wealth, talent, and success become valueless to the person who fails to attain happiness and satisfaction in the love relations of the home. To live in happy love relationships with those near to us is the one thing needful. Failing to accomplish this, we fail in all. Health, wealth, talent, and success are, to a very great extent at least, without value to a person whom nobody loves. How to get what you want in love is, then, the most vitally important of all studies in attainment. We know that love exists, and like all other things, has a beginning in every case. And we know that if it has a beginning, it must have a cause. There may be a love which has always existed and which is the great uncaused cause of all things, but love between finite persons did not always exist. It came into existence at some more or less definite period, and it must have had a cause. There are some loves, like that of a mother for her child, which seems to be instinctive and part of our natures. But the loves which make and hold together the family and social circle, the loves of wives and husbands, of brothers and sisters, of neighbors, associates, and friends, all these have a beginning and must be the result of causes. And if so, the causes must be practically the same in every case, for it is a law that like causes always produce like effects. If we can find the cause of love and apply it, we shall be able to produce love. So we must go in search of this cause. At the outset, we discover that it is always something in the recipient, in the person on whom the love is bestowed. One person does not love another unless he sees something to love in that other. Love is always won, or attracted, by the person who is beloved. Love cannot be bestowed at will. You cannot love everybody. You may feel benevolent goodwill toward everybody, but that is not love. You can only love those whom, from your point of view, are lovely. You love those who attract your love or win it, and you cannot love those who do not. Love is not created by law or statutory enactment. You cannot love people because somebody orders you to love them, nor can they love you because they ought to do so. Every person is under a moral obligation to be just and fair to others, but no person is under a moral obligation to love others. Every person is under a moral obligation to endeavor to so live as to win the love of others. But nobody, not even your husband or wife, is under obligation to love you. Instead, you are under obligation to win and hold the love of others. The husband whose wife has ceased to love him has no ground for complaint. It is she who may justly complain that he ceased to win her love. The wife whose husband does not love her must not hold a fancied obligation over him. She must attract and win him, or she will lose him. No law or moral obligation can compel one person to love another. The fact that other people do not love us is not a cause for complaint against them. They cannot help it. If we were lovely, they could not help loving us. If I am not successful in business, it is because I have not applied the power within me so as to achieve success. And if I am not loved, it is because I have not applied the power within me so as to achieve or win love. If you are to be loved, remember that it can be accomplished by making constructive use of that something within you which attracts love. You cannot get love in any other way. And what is this something which attracts love? In a word, it is personality. If you are something, somebody will love you for what you are. And the more you are, the larger the number of people will love you. And the more you are, the more intensely you will be loved. Drop at once and forever all notion of holding or attracting the love of others by force or obligation. Dismiss from your mind the false notion that your husband, wife, brother, sister, neighbor, or friend ought to love you, and are blameworthy if they do not. This is a mistake. Set to work to develop that within yourself which can win love. Make constructive use of the power of personality. If you have no personality, develop one, and do not deceive by pretending to be what you are not. If you do that, you will be sure to be found out later, and you will lose the love you win by false pretense. Be what you are, and if you are not enough to win love, be more. Develop yourself. Cultivate a fine appearance, but do not rely upon looks alone. Beauty in a woman is a splendid thing, and so is a powerful and commanding appearance in a man. But if you have nothing beneath your fine exterior, you will not be able to retain the love you win. Your lover will discover that you are shallow and superficial, and the lover will turn to contempt or pity. Remember that while a cheap personality may sometimes present a fine appearance, a fine personality can never fail to present an appearance of beauty and power. So cultivate personality. When you have developed a splendid and commanding personality, you will not need to be uneasy as to how you look. Never make this mistake of trying to win love by slavish service to others. The spirit of service is a great thing, but the slavish spirit is contemptible. Do not run after any person, or persistently and effusively wait on any person, with a view of winning love by doing so. 9 times out of 10, you will win only contempt. It is right and proper to render every possible courteous and kindly service to others, but it is fatally wrong to make yourself the slave of anyone. You cannot win love by service. You can only win love by being something. You do not make people love you by the number of things you do for them. If they love you, it will be for what you are. If you overdo the matter of service, you will almost invariably receive the contempt of the person you serve. This applies in family relationships as well in those of society and the neighborhood. Those children upon whom the parents shower most benefits are not often the most loving, nor are those husbands and wives who receive the most eager and constant service from their companions. If you wish to be loved, you must live your own life, and the more full and complete the life, the more love you will win. You cannot win and retain love by pretending to be something else than yourself, for your true self must be discovered someday. To win and retain love, you must be yourself, and your best self, and the more you are your best self, the more you will be loved. So you will see that is a mistake to sacrifice yourself for others. When you sacrifice yourself, you lose the very thing which would attract others to you. Instead of sacrificing yourself to others, what you must do is to make the most of yourself for others. Those who sacrifice themselves for others may win some degree of pity and tender feeling, but they are not loved as are those who make the most of themselves. Do not imagine that you can buy love by what you do. You must win it by what you are. So, in social and neighborhood matters, be something. If you see the need for reform, be a reformer, but do not sacrifice yourself for any reform. You will probably not help the reform by doing so, and you will lose your own life, or all that is worthwhile in life. The altruism which leads to continuous self-sacrifice is morbid and unhealthy. The altruism that leads one to make most of himself or others is noble and praiseworthy, and is the only kind of altruism which really helps the world. If you are a strong and lovable personality, you will be loved by your neighbors and fellow citizens, but if you throw yourself away for their good, they will only feel contempt for you. I do not mean that you should be selfish. On the contrary, I wish you to avoid selfishness. But there is nothing more selfish than what commonly passes for self-sacrifice. The more selfishly conceited people are generally those who sincerely believe that they are making the largest sacrifice for others. Remember, what wins love is personality, and self-sacrifice means the sacrifice of personality. Personality is not developed by the things you do without, but by the things you use constructively. You can get at the natural method of winning love by watching the methods instinctively pursued by a pair of young lovers in courtship. The young man makes the most of himself. He wears the best clothes he can obtain and tries in every way to present the appearance of a strong and attractive personality. If he sees faults and weaknesses in his sweetheart, he does not call her attention to them or try to correct them. He makes the very most of himself so that she will desire to please him. He knows that if he can make himself worth pleasing, she will do her best to please him, and so he tries to develop a fine, manly, noble personality. And she, seeing how well worth pleasing he is, will dress her best, act her best, cook her best, and strive to be her best for him. By being something himself, he causes her to be something in order to attract and win him. And the rule works both ways, for the more she makes of herself, the more eager he becomes to win her. They continually try to improve themselves, to develop new powers, new beauties, new attractions. They live the advancing life in their effort to win and hold each other's affection. If you wish to win the love of some particular person, address your love to that person. Fix your mind upon winning the love of that person, but do not try to act upon him or her in any way. Act upon yourself. Do not try to influence any person into loving you. Address your love to them, and then make so much of yourself that they cannot help loving you. If you are already married and find that love seems to be waning in your home, you will readily see the cause from what has been said. Marriage love is created by the process called courtship and requires a continuous application of the cause to keep it alive. If love is waning in your home, it is because courtship has ceased. You have ceased to lead the advancing life. You have ceased to win each other's love. Love after marriage cannot be retained merely in response to promises made or obligations taken. It must be continuously won if it is to be retained. You certainly will not be loved unless you make yourself worth loving. Do not plead obligation. No husband or wife is obliged to love a partner who does not try to win love, and no one can love a partner who does not win love. Do not try to win love by mere service. No husband will love his wife because she makes herself his slave, and no wife will love her husband because of the multitude of things he buys for her or does for her. Do not make the mistake of trying to win the love of a husband or wife by slavish service. You will be loved for what you are, not for what you do. Render all the service you can, and do it in a great way, not in a slavish way. Be the servant of all, but do not be a slave to any. If you are a woman, do not allow yourself to be so bound down by kitchen and household duties that you have no time nor opportunity to cultivate yourself. This is useless self-sacrifice, and no family has a right to demand it of the wife and mother, nor will she be as well loved as if she insisted on an opportunity to live her own life. Whether you are a husband or wife, a father or mother, remember that your family will not love you for the number of things you do for them, but for what you are. If you desire the love of any person, you must address your own love to that person, for love begets love. Action causes reaction. Address your love to the person, but do not try to influence, compel, or purchase his love. Win it. And you can only win the love of any person by developing within yourself something that is lovable. All persons are not attracted by the same characteristics, but if you love any person in a genuine way, you will be instinctively led to develop in yourself those things calculated to win the love of that person. Married people who wish to love each other should remember that like causes always produce like effects, and that the methods which made them love each other before marriage will cause them to love each other still. Let such couples institute a second courtship, and make it to continue as long as they live, and let them understand that a genuine courtship consists in each living the most complete life possible, and making the most that is possible of himself, doing this for love's sake. This process will be continuous, for there is no limit to the soul's possibility of development. Any married couple may go on developing new attractions for each other as long as life lasts. Make the most of yourself, and you will be loved. you will also help the world. You already possess all the tools necessary to change your life for the better. In this world, the greatest rewards of success and happiness are usually obtained through one's energetic use of simple means and ordinary qualities. Though some of these lectures may contain few words, they are all drawn from centuries of experience. Old seeds they may be, yet they are filled with new life. Review them every morning before you commence your day, and, after they are planted in your heart, they will grow into a wondrous garden of achievement and contentment that can be cultivated, admired, and harvested as long as you live. Over the weeks and months to follow, you will be presented with a myriad of success ideas, suggestions, and concepts. History is filled with stories of individuals who dated a new era in their lives from a single idea. May your name, Youthful Listener, eventually be added to the already impressive and glorious list. But it's all up to you. No one else can live your life for you. No one else can succeed for you. I am certain that all of you have gone on a long drive, and after a couple of hours you suddenly realize that you are lost. Now you begin looking for a filling station. You finally find one with a real friendly station attendant. He opens his road map, shows you where you are, and shows you how simple it is to get back on course. Well, consider me just your friendly station attendant. And when you get back on course, if you happen to see a few broken branches along the way, please think of me. I left them there to mark your path to a higher destiny right here on earth. As a wise man once wrote, realize that between your birth and your death, the hours and days and the years will probably be many. You may as well be happy with your allotted interval and live it with pride, peace, love, and accomplishment. Follow just a few of the suggestions and ideas from these lectures every day, and all that will definitely come to pass. This very moment, through these lectures, you have come to the crossroads of your life. Your struggle has ended. God is nodding and smiling. Have a good trip. I love you all. This segment sponsored by the Personal Development Institute. Please visit them at www.thepdi.com or www.personaldevelopmentinstitute.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye for now. Success Live with the Reverend Donald Gordon Carty, PhD.